living in God's purpose. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. As we begin 2025, many of us are reflecting on the year ahead, wondering about our purpose and direction. The new year often stirs questions like, why am I here? Or what does God want for my life? Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 is a well-loved verse offering assurance about God's plans. It reminds us that God is intentional and good, and his plans bring hope and a future. But to fully grasp this promise, we must understand its context, implications, and application. God's plans are good. Jeremiah 29:11 was spoken to the Israelites exiled in Babylon, a time of uncertainty and despair. These words were a promise that even in difficulty, God had not forgotten them. The Hebrew word for plans indicates intentionality. God is not random or reactive. His plans are carefully designed for our good. But notice, his good doesn't always mean immediate comfort. It's about ultimate blessing and alignment with his purposes. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 affirms this truth. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. This verse reminds us that even the trials of life are tools in God's hands, shaping us for his glory and our good. Consider a tapestry being woven. From the underside, it looks chaotic, knots and tangles with no apparent pattern. But when you flip it over, the beautiful design becomes clear. That's how God works in our lives. What may seem messy to us is part of his perfect plan. Trust that even when circumstances seem difficult, God is working for your good. Perhaps 2024 brought challenges, loss, uncertainty, or unmet expectations. Remember, God is still weaving his purpose into your life. God's plans give hope. Jeremiah 29:11 speaks of a hope that anchors us in God's promises. The Hebrew word that's used here conveys a sense of expectation and trust. It's not wishful thinking, it's confidence in God's faithfulness. The Israelites needed this hope during their exile. Though they were far from their homeland, God assured them that their future was secure in him. This same hope is available to us today. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 encourages us. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. This verse calls us to cling to God's unchanging character. His faithfulness guarantees the fulfillment of his promises. Imagine a ship anchored in a storm. Though the waves toss it about, the anchor holds it steady. In the same way, God's hope anchors us amidst life's uncertainties. Place your hope in God's unchanging character, not in temporary situations. Circumstances may shift, but God's faithfulness remains constant. As we enter 2025, let's cling to the promises of Scripture and let them guide our expectations for the year ahead. God's plans are for a future. Jeremiah 29:11 assures us that God's plans are not limited to the present moment. His plans are for a future, a purpose that unfolds over time. God sees the bigger picture. He knows the end from the beginning. While we may focus on the immediate, God is guiding us towards his eternal purposes. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. This verse calls us to trust God's guidance, even when we don't fully understand his plan. Think of a sat-nav system or GPS. It provides step-by-step directions to your destination, but you must trust its guidance, even when the route seems unfamiliar. God provides the direction we need for the journey of life. So seek God's guidance as you step into his plans for 2025. Spend time in prayer, study his word, and listen for the Holy Spirit's prompting. When decisions arise, trust that God is directing your steps towards his good purposes. In conclusion, Jeremiah 29:11 is more than a feel-good promise. It's an invitation to trust in the goodness, hope, and future that God has planned for us. God's plans are good. Even when life feels messy, he is working for our ultimate blessing. God's plans give hope. Our confidence rests in his faithfulness, not in our circumstances. God's plans are for a future. He sees the bigger picture and he is guiding us step by step. As you step into this new year, surrender your plans to God. Trust him to lead you into his purpose for your life. If you've been holding on to fear, doubt, or control, let them go and embrace God's promises. If you've never placed your faith in Jesus, now is the perfect time. God's ultimate plan for your life begins with a relationship with him. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 assures us, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Will you trust him today? God bless.